Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
FanDuel's got an offer you don't want to miss this NFL season. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season is here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans, send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th, and never miss a meme or milestone, all protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at whatsapp.com.
Can I ask you guys a question? I just want to shift gears real quick to the blue line before we get to the end of this episode, which is Andrew Peak is a pending UFA. Okay, I've liked his game for the most part throughout his time in Boston. I think that he's ideally a third pair right shot defenseman on a deep blue line? Yeah, I do. Could he be that for the Bruins in time? Potentially. But at the same time, the Bruins have recently signed over the summer Henry Okiharju to a 3-year deal. We talked about when Hampuson was back in the lineup, who sits out, Harris or Okiharju? And we all said it should have been Okiharju, and Harris should deserve to stay in the lineup. When Lindholm came back, it was Harris who actually was the scratch. In Utah, Okiharju is on the ice for two of the goals against. The first one, which was the one that tied the game on a 4-on-4, he just got caught running around and D-zone coverage, man-on-man coverage on a 4-on-4 situation and allowed an Ian Cole pick to derail him and take him out of the play. And then on the Hustadinov turnover, which, again, that's a Hustadinov turnover, but Okiharju was late to challenge Gunther on his one-timer in the slot, and that ends up in the back of the net as a game-winning goal. Right now, my top six has him out of the lineup. I don't care if Jordan Harris has to play on the right side as a left shot defenseman. I think his skating and his offensive and transitional ability on this offensively challenged Bruins roster is a welcomed addition. And I don't think Joki Haru does nearly enough to say that he should be in the lineup over Harris. How are you guys feeling about a 3-year commitment right now to Joki Haru? I know things can be moved around and traded and whatnot, but with Peak as a pending UFA, just seems like it seems to me like it's got to be one of those two guys, right? Like, if we're talking the right shot, it's going to be Peak or Joki Haru. Like, you can't have both of them going forward long term. But the problem is, like, I would rather Peak, but they got Joki Haru on term. So what are your thoughts on that situation on the right side of their blue line?
I don't love it. I was surprised they went 3 years on Joki Haru in the first place. Like, I think, you know, we had talked about it and we kind of, I think at different times, almost like assumed he was going to be gone. Like, they're just going to let him walk.
I think our off season episodes where we were building, you know, the roster out and with free agency and all of that, like, I don't think he was on our roster. I mean, we were trying to bring in somebody from the outside to fill that spot because we just thought they might let it expire and that be it.
Yeah. And right shot defensemen, like scoring forwards, ended up being one of those things where there wasn't anyone who actually got to market. Dante Fabbro re-signed beforehand. Aaron Ekblad didn't get there. Like, I don't know that there was any obvious upgrades better, but I mean, what was Joki Haru's market? Like, was he going to get better than that on the open market? Maybe, just because there weren't other options. But yeah, I thought it was and Sweeney was talking about re-signing him like draft night, you know, before you even got to July 1. So it seemed like keeping Joki Haru was part of their plan all along. And I don't really fully understand why. Like, he's just at best, he's just a kind of mediocre, he's there type of third pairing defenseman. You know, he's played more minutes in the past. Maybe they thought there was something more there. I think Peak clearly looks like a better player, which I wasn't so sure of going into this year because I thought that they both kind of had similar careers where, like, they came up as, you know, with some expectations early in their careers. They played 20 plus minutes next to some good defensemen. You know, Peak was playing with Werenski in Columbus. Joki Haru was playing with Owen Power in Buffalo, and then kind of fell out of favor. And the Bruins kind of just bring them in to take a chance on them. But Peak's been here longer, obviously, so maybe he's just more established, more comfortable here. But you at least see, like, pretty stout defense from Peak, and you don't just don't really see much from
Andy's
from Joki Haru.
He's more physical.
I like Peak. Like, I you know, obviously nobody's probably had great numbers, right, on the Bruins last calendar year plus, and I don't expect those numbers to get much better this year because they're going to struggle to score as a team. But he's a pretty dependable, again, if he's a third pair guy, he's a pretty dependable, just safe, risk adverse, like, stay at home physical defenseman. Like, he's kind of, you know, not comparing the players exactly, but, you know, in a similar way where, for years, you could stick Adam McQuaid or Kevin Miller on your third pair and just know that you're just going to get steady third pair minutes from them. And guys are just, you know, they can take hits, they can make hits and clear out the front of them. Like, he's not a perfect player, but I like him. And I just find myself thinking, I wish he was the guy that they had on term right now for 3 more years, you know, through his, he's 28, I think, 27, 28 through his prime, then Joki Haru. But he's the one, but Peak's the one who's the pending UFA and Joki Haru's under term. So, and then, you know, you ask yourselves, okay, well, why did they sign Joki Haru? You know, well, because look at their right. Like, I wanna grab Don Sweeney and stick him in a room. So, you know, if we could reach out to Bruins PR, maybe they can let me do this. But and ask him, Donnie, what is your plan for the right side of your blue line beyond Charlie McAvoy? Because your center, your right shot defenseman depth in this organization is Charlie McAvoy, who's you know, he's the number one, right? Peak and Yoki Haru, one of whom is playing top 4 minutes, probably, obviously, and the other one is rightfully slotted in the third role. But then you have Victor Soderstrom, and beyond him, Ty Gallagher. That's your organizational right shot defense depth. Now, nothing against Ty Gallagher. I think Ty Gallagher could have he could have an NHL future, I think, right? In a similar type, you know, role, like a third line, third pair right shot defense.
I mean, he's down the ECHL now, so he's got a ways to go.
Yeah. Well, fair enough. I didn't even realize that. So, I mean, it's really a long shot for him. Soderstrom, you know, he's a former, you know, first round draft pick, and he's a project, but he's a journeyman at this point. Let's call it for what it is. So it's like, Don, what's your plan?
Well, you know, we brought in Henry in the offseason, and he's here for 3 more years. And okay, thanks. Got it.
But seriously, like, what's your plan, Don? You gonna draft a right shot defenseman anytime soon, or are you just gonna keep drafting left shot defensemen? I don't get it.
Is it Frederick Brunet learns to play his offside? Like,
is it are you hoping and praying Rasmus Anderson leaves Calgary? Like what is their plan at that position?
Yeah, and you guys know this. I'm not sure how much I've said it on the podcast, but I was pretty low on Yoki Haru last year. I thought he made a lot of mistakes. I just thought he got, like, he just seemed a little bit lost at times in his coverage, and I wasn't high on them re-signing him. And I try not to be unfairly critical. I don't really think this is a case where it is unfair. I never wanted to pile on him, but I just really didn't think he was.
When it comes to what your family eats and drinks, you know your choices matter. You're the expert because you know what fits your life. And getting it right starts with good information. That's why America's beverage companies are sharing more information about our ingredients at goodtoknowfacts.org. No spin, no judgments, just the facts straight from the experts for more than 140 beverage ingredients. Visit goodtoknowfacts.org.
At Sierra, discover great deals on top brand workout gear, like high quality walking shoes, which might lead to another discovery.
40,000 steps, baby. Who's on top now, Karen?
You've taken the office step challenge a step too far. Don't worry, though. Sierra also has yoga gear. It might be a good place to find your zen. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
Defensively solid enough to be in a third pair role for the Bruins. And it's obviously, you notice a big drop-off when you're sending away Brennan Carlo and Yoki Haru is the new defenseman that's in the system. And those are two very different players. And it's, I don't know. I always thought it was just a temporary thing. Obviously he came in as part of a trade, but I thought it was going to be a temporary finish out the rest of the season, knowing his contract's going to expire, whatever, and move on. But that's obviously not what happened. And situationally, like Scott mentioned, like, because they didn't, and like you mentioned too, Brian, like, because they didn't really have an internal option, they went there. But I don't know. I'm not high on the player. I think that's probably the one player on this roster that I'm probably the least high on, to be completely honest. I just don't really share that normally publicly. Well,
Bridget, it's perfectly A-okay for if someone's play is not warranted, you know, it's an open field day. If you know, his play hasn't been great, right? So now last year, I thought he was okay last year. Like, I think,
but you know, I disagreed with you about that.
No, I mean, I don't think he was particularly good, but I mean, it was a time in the season where you were down McAvoy, you were down Lindholm. You mentioned Carlo was traded away. So there was just so much bad. He just kind of flew under the radar for me. But heading into this year with, you know, a fresh slate and expectations to start the year and kind of analyzing everybody, I mean, it's just, and again, if Jordan Harris wasn't, in my opinion, deserving to be in the lineup more over Yoki Haru, then I wouldn't really be talking about it because we talked about it. They don't have any right side depth. But when I see somebody out playing him, I'd rather that guy play over him. And then it just gets me to thinking about, yeah, like their right side is just insanely thin organizationally. Like they have a bunch of left shot guys between Boston and Providence, but rarely any right shot guys. So
I think I've told you guys before, I've said on here, like I always like when a coach references a stat because then I can file it away as something that they pay attention to. Marcus Sturm, maybe last week, or it was at some point when he was asked about Jordan Harris, and he said, I look at scoring chances for and against when they're on the ice, and specifically talking about Harris, said he really hasn't been on for many scoring chances against. So I was like, all right, Marco Sturm looks at scoring chances for and against. And I'm sure what their internal tracking is different than what's publicly available. But just to share what's publicly available on Natural Stat Trick, Jordan Harris does indeed have the best scoring chance differential on this team at 5-on-5. Bruins have 57% of scoring chances when he's on the ice. The worst right now is technically Hampus Lindholm. You're talking about a very small sample there of two games and you know, a couple shifts in a third. I don't think we would expect Hampus Lindholm to stick in that spot. Above Hampus Lindholm, next worst is Henry Jokiharju, who scoring chances are 36% for the Bruins when he's on the ice. He's been on for 33 scoring chances for, 58 against. Victor Arvidsson next worst right above him. So to me, like, that tells a story because A, it reflects what it feels like we're seeing. Mm-hmm. And B, Marcus Sturm has told us he looks at these numbers.
Yeah. And it's Yoki Haru, just sticking with him, it's not surprising because he's not the biggest guy, right? I would actually say he's probably on a smaller side for NHL defenseman. And he plays a soft style of play. Like he's easy to play against. He's easy to gain ice inside ice against. He's easy to win battles against. I mean, he's not the worst defenseman I've ever seen, but like, he's just, what are we doing with him? What are we doing here? Right. So, I mean, if he's playing well, fine, stick him in the lineup. If he's not playing well, then take him out. And I just, you know, Utah, he's an instrumental part in two goals again. So, I just wanted to give the defense a little bit of time here as well. There's a lot more to get to, but you know, we'll save some of our rhetoric for Wednesday. Obviously, there's a pretty important game we'll be talking about on Wednesday. If you guys have any thoughts on Boston versus Florida Tuesday night, I think somebody's coming back to the Garden for the first time on the ice as an opponent.
Yeah, Brad Marchand's big return. The Panthers are practicing at the Garden on Monday. I'm actually heading there shortly after this recording. So we'll be talking to Brad Marchand. Yeah, I mean, look, the Florida Panthers having the exact same season that the Bruins are having so far. They won their first three and have lost four in a row since. So Marchand is their leading scorer. They have, but we know, you know, they've got injuries to Barkov and Tkachuk, and they've got some guys off to slow starts. Sam Reinhart, slow start. Sam Bennett has 1 point in seven games. You know, so you're going to not only are you facing an emotional Marchand coming back, but you're going to be facing a hungry Panthers team that, you know, I think knows like they're going to be there all year. So they're probably not panicking, but that's also a team that's going to, just from a pride perspective, not want to lose a fifth straight. Like I'm sure they're not too happy about where they are. You saw Marchand against Buffalo over the weekend. Florida gets shut out 3-0. Marchand loses his mind on Rasmus Dahlin. I was saying that it would have been very fitting and very funny if he had gotten himself suspended for a Tuesday, but instead he just got fined.
Yeah, I wonder which Bruin he's going to destroy their equipment as he goes to the penalty box. That was an all-time, you know, Marchand rat moment, I guess, pulling off the straps and spiking the helmet back to the ice.
It's amazing I guess the refs didn't see that. Like, that obviously should have been an extra 2 minutes for unsportsmanlike conduct. But
speaking of refs, I have to get this off my chest before I forget.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
My biggest pet peeve in sports is when refs try to influence and dictate the game. Like, obviously, officials, when they make calls, you're going to impact the game, but that's part of the job. But when I see refs, you know, like, for example, it's a 2-2 hockey game last night, Bruins versus the Mammoth, and there's like 9 minutes left in the game. And in between plays, Tanner Janot love taps
Liam
O'Brien. Literally a little how you doing on the way back past him on the bench, and the refs call him for a slash. You mean to tell me that these two teams have duked it out for 50 minutes and it's a tie game, and you're about to let the game hang in the balance because one team's going to get a power play because of that? Strip him of his official duties. That's insane.
Yeah, just like so soft. Like, was it foolish by Janot? Yeah, I guess. But like,
happens every
it happens
shift, every
all
game.
The time, especially guys like Janot and O'Brien. Like,
yeah,
come on,
insane. That was something. But anyway, that will do it for this episode. Thank you all very much for listening, and we'll talk to you on Wednesday.
Everything feels a bit uncertain right now. A few months ago, you never would have expected eggs being factored into your monthly budget. New sources of stress equal more opportunities for breakouts to strike. Luckily, Mighty Patch Original shrinks the look of pimples in just one use. We'd say that's a pretty good deal. Shop Mighty Patch at all major retailers.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.